This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Stefan Cyborg program on the air with Jay Kirshner. She's not a cyborg, but I'm getting my body fixed. As I mature, there are a few things that don't work as well as they used to. So those things are being attended to this winter. I had an operation, sort of an operation, it's called the PRP treatment, done yesterday on my shoulders, and man, am I stiff and sore today. Oof. They stick this big needle, they take your blood, and they shake it up. So that all the plasma is what's left is a yellow liquid. Looks like fat, in fact, but it's the plasma of your blood. They take out these two huge vials. I was wondering, I said to the nurse that's taking the blood out, is there going to be anything left? She said, oh, yeah. And it does the wonderful, amazing thing about the body. I'll talk about this weekend on the Good Day Health Show with Dr. Ken Kronhaus, how your body replenishes, makes new blood. The cells come out of the bone marrow, and if you have a healthy bone marrow, you'll have no trouble replenishing the blood supply. If you give blood, that's a good thing to do. You know, there are all kinds of things. When you have your physical every year, have the blood sample taken out so they can analyze it. So anyway, they take these two huge vials of blood, and then they come back at you after they've done the work. It takes about 40 minutes for them to refine it. And then they take an ultrasound, and in this case, both my shoulders have been very severely damaged over the years by accidents on the farm and things that I really didn't have much control over. It's just one of those things. So the needle they stick in you. I was watching the Novocaine. They just numb everything in your, in this case, in the shoulder, where they can put the stuff, and they put this needle in that bends. So they can put it. It's amazing to watch it where we are. This lady who is the doctor, all of the whole team of nurses and doctors, all women. Not a man to be found in this place. It's a Harvard, it's a offshoot of the Harvard medical team, if you will, where they're doing this. It's the usual, the FDA doesn't approve it yet because there isn't enough hooch behind it. So people will say, Ken said when I first said I was going to do it, well, this is not an FDA-approved procedure. Rah, 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 rah. Well, it is. Harvard and Spalding Research have done the research into this, and these doctors, the woman who did it is a 40-year veteran of having done this. She is the leader in research. So she was a person that I knew I was going to see her because that's what I wanted to make sure of. We had someone who really knew what they were doing. But all the team of nurses and doctors who were there as they went through this procedure, really very impressive. It took about an hour and 40 minutes, more or less, to get it done as an outpatient. But when I saw that needle, man, I actually turned my head away because I didn't want to watch. And then I watched the screen where they had the ultrasound, mm-hmm. and they're sharing, you know, the business of what's going on there. But the reason I bring it up is because it's a very practical way for you to take care of stuff in your body without having an operation. So many people today having operations on their knees and their ankles and their hips and shoulder replacement, all that stuff. That's not the way to go. I'm not interested in having anybody saw out basically with a, you know, that's what they do with your hip and your shoulders. They take a chainsaw and they basically just cut the bones out. They strip the flesh away. And they, in the muscles, they just saw the bone out and they put in a new plastic bone. Hello, who wants to do that? I know a lot of you are saying right now, I had my hips replaced and it's fabulous. Well, there's probably another way to do it, but because there was money involved, it's expensive to have an operation done like that because you've got to go to the hospital, stay the night, do the bada bada boom. And although some people tell me they've had hip surgery as outpatient, I don't know how the hell they do that, but oof. At any rate, I just found this to be more, for my lifestyle, more of what what is what I can take. I can. I have to take it easy with my shoulders are extraordinarily sore today. But
You don't really like painkillers, so an alternative that would not have you needing to take them, I'm sure, is right up your alley too.
Yeah, right, exactly. So that's the deal with that. And then I'm going to get my eyes fixed in a couple of weeks so that I can actually see without glasses. That's been something that's been bugging me for years. I actually started wearing glasses in my 40s. Most of you listening, if you do wear glasses, probably when you started. Maybe some of you, more and more, depending on your, let's see, how do I say this in a tactful way? Depending on your ethnicity, how's that? Am I okay so far? There are lots of youngsters who come into the world who need glasses almost right away. And that's because in certain ethnic groups, the inbreeding that's going on, that's basically what it is, like that term or not, certain religious groups that only stay unto themselves, they keep inbreeding, and they breed families, cousins, and all that stuff, and that makes your body much weaker, especially your eyes. It seems to take its toll. How many youngsters do you see now going around 4, 5, 6, 7 years old? They're already wearing these thick glasses.
Well, also, there's different, like, I don't want to say birth defect, but there are some birth defects that also cause younger kids to, like,
well, a lot of that,
you'll see
yeah.
with the glasses that are strapped around their head. I got my first pair of glasses when I was 5.
Did
and
you?
And I had LASIK at, I believe I was 18 or 19 when I had LASIK.
I've never seen you with glasses.
Because I had LASIK.
Oh, okay, well, so I'm going to go one step further than that. The thing that they will do is take the cataracts. I have a couple of small cataracts. They take them out. And then they stitch in, literally, you're awake through this, but they give you Valium so that you're not going to be crazy. But you're awake, they cut out that part of your eyeball that the cataract is in and the lens, and then they stitch in through a process a new lens so that, and I had this, I think I talked about it last spring when I had the trial in there to see what it was going to look like.
Mm-hmm.
I kept them in for a month and then, so I know what I'm going to have as a result of this thing being done.
It is not so really trippy seeing that needle coming at your eye.
Ah!
Because that's kind of that's what they do with LASIK too, where they you don't feel any of it.
Right.
But you are staring at what they are doing, and it is trippy.
Yeah, no, they hold your eyeballs, your eyelids open while they do it. Anyway, so those of you who are living the life, you're the next thing you know, you're going to be swimming in new information, all of this stuff that's going on. As a matter of fact, here's some news that is, you're going to see this more reported in the next week or two, but I thought I would lay this on you right now. You know, and again, I'm kind of in combat mode when it comes to all the climatologists and the climate people and the religionists who are trying to get you to sign into. And it's affecting farmers a lot, so that's why I'm kind of taking this on as a cause. Global warming, you actually got me thinking about it a little bit more in the last hour, Jay, when you were talking about the sun expanding, and that's maybe why we are finding ourselves with warmer days. And the climate is changing because it does. The Earth has a history of climate change. And so right now, came across, frankly, the Montreal Protocol, which was put into effect in the 1980s. They've been studying the ozone layer of our planet. Remember, there was, probably you don't remember, some of us that are my age maybe are close to this age. Remember when they were talking about the hole in the atmosphere and that there was a danger of the atmosphere getting sucked out by, you know, the vastness of space. There's nothing there. So when you go beyond a certain mileage, you know, you get up like 40, 50, 60 miles above the surface of the Earth, there's no atmosphere. And that means there's no air, there's no anything. That's why when you get up above the horizon or up above, when you are in a spaceship, the things that these people are experiencing is when you go up to a certain point, it becomes dark. It's not light anymore. It's dark. The darkness of space. Dark. And there's no atmosphere there. So those of you who have been worried because your science teacher told you that the planet was going to somehow or other be influenced to the point of we all die because the ozone layer is going away, well, the ozone layer is, in fact, on track to fully recover from the depletion that we were concerned about in the 80s within the next. So it's been 40 years since this study was started in the 80s. And now, and that's a hard thing for me to swallow. Okay, it seems like yesterday was the 80s. In the next 40 years, you will find that it'll be fixed. That's the result of all this study for the last 40 years. All these people that are moaning and groaning about climate change, the ozone layer is on track to, this is, again, a report to the United Nations this week. Panel of scientists gathered there. They have a meeting every 4 years to assess the progress of the work being done by this Montreal Protocol that was started in the 80s. 180 countries are doing things to fix the ozone layer, changing the chemical makeup, the chemicals. What was depleting the ozone layer was the spray cans that, you know, you spray whatever it is, you spray deodorant under your arm, you spray the stuff for shaving your face, you spray the stuff to make a room smell good, you spray the stuff to fix a paint blemish on your car. All of that stuff had the ingredients, the chemicals in it, that when in the atmosphere caused the ozone depletion. 99%. This is something we can all be proud of, and that has come about because of those people who did the work and who have focused on getting rid of this stuff. I'm not saying that there wasn't a problem at all. There was a problem, and there still is. But 99% of the stuff that was bothering the ozone layer in the 1980s is banned, is gone. There's an agreement, one of the few things we seem to be able to agree upon among us, as different countries and that sort of thing. This stuff, the ozone layer replenishes itself. And so now without all these spray things, the ultraviolet rays, which would have been a problem, a lot of people getting skin cancer because of all of that. That problem is, we are recovering from it, and the ozone depletion problem is basically either going away or will be gone in the next 40 years. I think that's a fabulous. The reason I came up with that is because a lot of people say to me, well, you're talking about global warming and stuff, and you don't have any respect for the work being done. That's not true. I have a lot of respect for the world, for the work being done.
Yeah, both things can be true at once.
Yeah, exactly. It's a lot like it was the end of the world, because it's not. It's, in fact, it's a very healthy, this is a great announcement. You'll be reading a lot more about this probably in the next week or two, but I thought you'd like to hear it here first on Good Day at 18 after the hour.
This is Staples.
So rumor has it that Staples has everything I need to ship.
Mm-hmm. We have all the shipping supplies and services you need.
Boxes?
Yep.
Mailers?
Yeah, and we have UPS here in store.
Huh. What will Staples think of next?
Right?
No, seriously, I'm asking, what will they think of next?
Staples is your one-stop shipping destination. Now get 50% off shipping boxes, mailers, or tubes when you buy 5 of the same item in-store or online with one-hour pickup. Staples, the best-kept secret in shipping. Ends 12/31. Exclusions apply. Visit staplesconnect.com/shipping for details.
And Doug.
Hey, listener. Welcome to Limu's Karaoke Lounge, where Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance so you only pay for what you need, and the music never stops. Hit it.
There's an emu with a full-time job. His partner's Doug, but Limu's the heartthrob. Grubs and worms, that's what Limu eats. Gotta fuel up to save you money and hit the streets.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
At Progressive, we know there's nothing like the feeling of riding your motorcycle with your buddies on the open road. It's a potent cocktail of thrills, laughter, and pure adrenaline. A feeling that would be impossible to recreate on the radio. Until now. Hit it, sound effects guy.
Real proud of you, son.
Wow, that was terrible. Our apologies for even trying. Quote with Progressive and see if you could save with America's number one motorcycle insurer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
What's for dinner? Burgers?
After last week? No thanks.
Avoiding foods due to fear of diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools? It may not be just stomach issues. It could be EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency. EPI can cause uncomfortable symptoms because it's a condition where the pancreas doesn't release enough digestive enzymes to break down food. But EPI can be managed. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor about your symptoms. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Thank you.
frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Here we are, 23 after the hour. Doug Steffen's Good Day program, focused on what's happening here, there, and everywhere. Some interesting news. This is the social media trending department. We talk about people who are in the news, mostly celebrities like Gwen Stefani. Seems to be someone. I just said to Jay and to James, man, she's skinny. She needs a hamburger. She needs something. She looks sick. You take a look at her, and she's just, you know who else is so skinny? Claire Danes. She was on...
But can we also normalize not commenting on people's bodies one way or the other? Or whether too heavy or too thin?
Yeah, well, you can. I still feel like it's a health thing for me. I would comment on it no matter who or what or where, because I think it's not a good look. I don't think people should. People look up to people who are like Stefani, who are celebrities. And young girls make themselves sick because they think that's the way they're supposed to look.
But what if she's actually battling something?
I don't know.
Opening that door to the conversation.
What if
have thyroid issues or actual eating disorders or something? There's so many hidden layers to people that we don't know. It's only speculation.
Yep, that's true. But if that's the case, then maybe they have no obligation because they're private individuals. They don't have to tell us anything. But it would be a nice lesson if, in fact, they are doing or going through that sort of thing to help other people who may have the same problem. It's not their obligation, but it would be nice. So maybe it sounds distasteful for me to say something like that about women. I probably say it more often about women than I do men. I don't know that I acknowledge or think. Now I'm trying to think about it now that you bring my attention to this. I'm not sure. The last time I saw a male who was a celebrity, maybe RuPaul or somebody who is that skinny and they look like they need help. They look like they're sick. But that's not my business. So, okay, yeah. I'll remind myself of that before I open my mouth when I'm talking about it. And that's not what the issue is here anyway.
Yeah, I was going to say, what is the Gwen Stefani story?
Yeah, but let's go back. Yes, yes. She is a style icon, I am told, and I think a lot of people have thought that she is someone who seems to set the tone not only for what we were just talking about, but the way she dresses. Would you agree with that? She is a dresser extraordinaire, and apparently has a lot of East Asian garb in her closet. She is an extoller of the value and virtue of Japanese culture, likes the way they dress, and so therefore She has been going back and forth from her home in California to Japan for the last 18 years. She actually is
The Harajuku girl that she mentions in a lot of her songs, and she
right.
follows that style wise.
Yeah, exactly, and that's what the, that's what this is about. How do you, it's spelled H A R A J U K U. Harajuku.
Harajuku. So,
yeah, what is that? But does that influence you and what you buy?
Well, no, but I'm super basic. Like, me
right,
wearing
okay.
tan is me wearing color, too much color.
That's an interesting reality, isn't it, huh? So if you go back to 2004 when she released her album Love, Angel, Music, Baby, which featured this song about the girls that we're talking about, she had hired a bunch of backup dancers that were part of the album's promotion. And so that's when she started following this kind of clothing. And apparently she has, you know, her brand now. She's launched a line. Actually, she's had fragrance in this line since 2008. Apparently there is now clothing in it.
She had a fashion line, Lamb.
Really?
I want to say since the early aughts.
Right. So at any rate, the attention is being called to her and to the new interest in what she's wearing. It's very colorful, actually. I'm looking at one of the dresses that she wears. It's almost like the old days of tie-dye. Is that the way the patterns are built into the dresses and the shirts and stuff? It's actually quite interesting. And I think if you're tired of the same old stuff, you might want to look at that stuff. It's, again, Harajuku, Gwen Stefani's line here. 28 after on Good Day.
Cash crunch? There's an app for that. I'm Holland Cook with Inflation Hacks. You can earn cash back using the Upside app for gas, groceries, and at participating restaurants. Open a free account and then claim offer at participating businesses. You can redeem points for gift cards or deposit to your bank account. And who pays for this? The merchants who want you to be a regular. Read more at Upside.com. You might already check GasBuddy.com for best price at the pump in your zip code, and their free forever gas card can save as much as 25 cents a gallon. And here's a tip. If you're unfamiliar with an app, hit BBB.org, the Better Business Bureau, and Google user reviews. Be careful which apps you let onto your phone. How are you coping? Post your inflation hacks on the blog at andyoucanquoteme.com.
Here's some news for small to mid-sized business owners. A question. Did your business stay open during COVID? If that's the case, at covidpayment.com, there's great news. You see, the feds have set aside funds in the CARES Act to reward companies who stayed open during 2020 and 2021. These payments are not loans, and you don't have to pay them back. How do you get your hands on this money? If you had more than 5 employees on payroll between 2020 and 2021, your company could qualify for you to get $26,000 per employee. Go to covidpayment.com. That's right, up to $26,000 per employee. Answer a couple of questions, and then accounting and tax experts at covidpayment.com will do all the rest. Nobody knows more about this program than the folks at COVID Payment. If you have 5 or more employees, let covidpayment.com help you get up to 20.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update.
The flights, man, they were delayed. I was supposed to leave at 8:45 from O'Hare, and it was like 12:15, then it was like 1:15. It was ridiculous. I got some, you know, some airport beers, so it wasn't too bad.
A man found a way to calm himself at the Denver airport after a failure of a federal pilot alert system Wednesday temporarily stranded travelers across the country. This is the second major transportation failure in recent weeks affecting airline travel. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg.
These kinds of disruptions should not happen, and my primary interest, now that we've gotten through the immediate disruptions of the morning, is understanding exactly how this was possible.
The United States and its allies are preparing for the next round of sanctions on Russia's oil industry. They will go into effect February 5th. The death toll from California storms rose to 18 Wednesday as the state's National Guard joined the search for a missing 5-year-old boy who was swept away in floodwaters.
Lance Pry, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
The hour. I'm the Doug Steffen person. Yes, I am. I'm the Doug Steffen person. A person known as Doug Steffen. Actually, Dudley is my given name. The Dudley Steffen Good Day program with Jessica Kirshner on hand to go through what is going on in the world. Who's up, who's down, who's in, who's out. What thoughts we have. Here's a very, very pleasant story from Kentucky. A fellow 37 years ago who threw a message in a bottle out to sea. A young boy, 1985, his name is Troy Heller, he's 10 years old. He was down in Vero Beach, where we're heard every day on WTTB. I've been there a long time. I'm very happy to be a part of the lineup on that radio station. So this is a good story for the locals, as well as everybody else, right? He put a note into a Pepsi-Cola bottle and tossed it into the ocean. He was down on Vero for vacation as a youngster. The bottle washed ashore in Sebastian, approximately 13 miles north of the spot where he threw it in the ocean, 37 years after he tossed it into the ocean. It's really kind of a cool thing, thinking about how the currents work, and who would have thought, right?
Yeah.
He said, as a youngster, I thought I'd throw it in the ocean and see where it went. So it's amazing that it finally found its way back.
Mm-hmm. And people found it just by cleaning up a beach.
Yeah.
Cleaning up a bunch of bottles and different debris on the beach. And they found it, like, after, what was it, Hurricane Nicole. And they found it and noticed that there was something inside it. And they were like, oh, okay, well, clearly this is something special.
Yeah. Yeah. So Heller wrote on the bottom of the page that we're talking about here that was in the bottle, P.S., whoever finds this, call me or write to me. So these people, Katie CarMax is the person. Isn't that interesting? There's a big company that sells cars called CarMax. Her name is spelled with two X's and not with one. Anyway, she was walking along the beach with her daughters, and they saw this and they picked it up. They were really happy to learn that it had a connection to somebody who's still alive. And he, Mr. Heller, said, as soon as I saw it, I remembered writing it. I'm just surprised it didn't break. That is the bottle. I am kind of, too, right, with all the stuff that's out there. So, at any rate, it's been viewed by people on TikTok for 58,000 times since this happened.
Did you ever do anything like that? Like,
yes,
a bottle,
I actually,
or
yeah.
You have? What,
yeah.
What happened with it?
I was actually down there, just not Vero Beach, but in Palm Beach when I was a youngster. My mother started getting sick in the 60s, so my father bought a little place down on Singer Island. He used to go down there all the time. And I was walking, and sort of like I was strolling in the park one day. I was walking on the beach one day, and I saw a bottle, and I picked it up. It was a bottle. It wasn't a beer bottle, but it was one of those brown kind of bottles, and it still had a cap on it. So I just put a note, "Hi, I'm Dudley." And I put it in the bottle, and I was probably about the same age as this guy. Mm-hmm. And then I wasn't in the 60s. I was in my teens. And so, you know, you throw those things out again. What do you think is going to happen? A lot of strange and unusual things happen in situations like that. So I was, you know, do it. If you're walking along the beach this winter and you see something, or you've got a bottle and you want to throw something out, see what happens, why not?
Yeah.
Help yourself. All right, let's move up to Connecticut for this story. A family in Connecticut found, this is Plainville, Connecticut, which is actually not far from the Massachusetts border. They got a big shock. They found a bear hibernating under their porch. This guy, they were walking their dog. And she was acting nervous. The fellow's name is Tyler Dushkovich. Who was walking along and walking, in Plainville one day. So they peeked down under the deck, and there was this bear. We couldn't believe it, he said. We're used to seeing bears where we live, but we're not used to seeing them, you know, hibernating under somebody's porch.
Yeah, and acting so chill.
Right, exactly. Black bear nestled on a pile of leaves. You know, they actually, as dangerous as they can be, they're actually kind of, when you put them in this context, they kind of seem sweet, in a manner of speaking. I mean, they don't trust them, and you shouldn't be around them, especially a big a female black bear.
Yeah,
this was a male.
Right,
exactly. Yeah. But the bear is going to be left alone until the hibernation season is over, apparently, according to the Environmental Protection folks who went out to check it out. If the bear begins to cause issues, they can blow an air horn or flash lights and try to get him out. They can also hit him with a dart and get him out and bring him someplace where he'd be more in his habitat. But this just underscores, again, what's happening with so much development going on all over the country. Plainville is kind of an agricultural community, but there are developments going in there. It's a sort of a bedroom community for both Hartford and Worcester, Mass., so they're, you know, a lot more development going on, and the bear, like the deer, and the whatever it is, coyotes, foxes, they're all being tossed out of their environment. So
they are, and under a deck, under a patio, that sounds like a pretty good den for a bear to hibernate.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, from the So What department, Southwest Airlines has announced a $49 fare sale, trying to recover from their meltdown. So if you're silly enough to want to, this is my own. I've never liked Southwest, as I've made it clear any number of times. But the problem that they had over the holiday was theirs. It started with the weather, and then their systems just couldn't handle it. So they left. Now, how many passengers? How many stories did you hear about passengers and bags left stranded for days? Yeah,
especially the bags. And I have friends who had traveled by Southwest in the month of December, even before the weather, and they had some baggage issues. I think this is great, especially if you want to go somewhere for a low fare. Just make sure you pack for carry-on only.
Yes, that's a good aid. I never check bags, never. No matter where I'm going, I just, whatever you get into a suitcase, that's it. Otherwise, leave it at home. Mm-hmm. It's easier for men to do that than it is for women. I don't know if that sounds like a sexist.
I hate checking bags. I am a carry-on only person as well, and I wasn't always that way. It started not because an airline lost my luggage. That was hard to get out. But because somebody took my luggage, and it wasn't that they just stole it. They thought it was theirs, and they took it home, and so I thought my luggage was lost, and the airline was trying to help me, and they're like, okay, we are trying to locate it. It says it landed. It says it's here. And then the next morning, I got a phone call from the people who actually took my bag, and they were like, we are so sorry, we're bringing it back, that's our fault, we are so, so sorry. They were very sweet, very apologetic.
Mm-hmm.
But that was enough for me to be like, I'm never checking the
not doing that again, Right, that's what happened to me, too.
Wow, luggage
and plus the fact,
totally getting caught up in my mouth.
Think about what your values are with regard to your time. And people don't think about this. It's like being involved in a traffic accident where somebody thoughtlessly drove improperly, got into a wreck, and it steals, in some cases, hours of your day, hours from your life.
Mm-hmm.
It could have been, who knows what else you could have been doing, but it's, you know, it's
someone who
it's
didn't
thoughtless.
Time things out properly before they left the house. They left late. They're rushing. They are speeding way too fast, and then they cause a pileup that now not only are they going to be late to work, they're not going to make it to work.
Yep. And so
probably as well.
Yes, think about that a little bit. Here's a new kind of lawyer. Wow, this is something else. Wait, artificial intelligence using a robot to defend people in court? Huh?
What could go wrong?
Yeah.
This is why you should always say thank you and please to your smart devices, your
Siri's,
because they're going
over.
To take over the world. And they're
coming to take you away, ha-ha. So apparently next month a robot lawyer, which actually tells defendants what to say via Bluetooth. The first court appearance is going to be with two people fighting speeding tickets. It's the first time artificial intelligence will be used in court. This is a company that's put together, I don't know, I guess you could make an artificial a robot out of anything, make it do anything, right? Look at this new horrible
really
movie, Megan.
With that Megan movie.
Yeah, ugh, good horror. Anyway, this is a company called Do Not Pay Bills, right? Is that am I getting that right? The home of the world's first robot lawyer is supposed to level the playing field and make legal information and self-help accessible to everybody. So you use this, if you can't afford a lawyer, then you use this robot lawyer to defend you. What can go wrong, as you said, with that?
An AI that runs on smartphones. So it's like an app or something? Good grief.
This reminds me
of being back in school when your teacher's like, you're not going to have something giving you all the answers. Well, look at the world now.
Yes, that's very true. Matter of fact, Miles and I were talking about that over the weekend. He says, I don't want to use a computer because it tells me all the answers. And that's why he doesn't have a computer or a phone. Exactly. Anyway, So they're trying to use this artificial intelligence to secure refunds for those of you who have problems with things like Wi-Fi in your plane. You pay for stuff and it doesn't get credited. There are all kinds of problems. So this guy who put this company together he come up with a lot of really creative ideas. His name is, what is this guy's name? Let me see his name. Browder. His last name is Browder. Anyway. So the point is, you're going to see and hear stories. You can be sure it'll be all over CBS News when this happens. Somebody will show you. Here we are, the latest in our court system. Well, the court system needs to change. There's too many backlogs, right? Talking about time that gets wasted. This is you go in and the court decides or the lawyers decide to get together. We'll defer it. We'll put it off. We'll delay it. Okay, so one of the things going to happen this week on our Good Day Health program with Dr. Ken is an update on Damar Hamlin, who seems to be doing better without well, the expectation was he was going to die. And a lot of people thought he was done. And he's really recovering quite well.
Mm-hmm.
So we got an update on that. There's a story also this week about women who are dying from cervical cancer. Apparently the numbers are way up. Why would that be? What's going on that would cause women to have an increase in cervical cancer? I don't have an answer. I'm going to find out from Ken, but.
Well, and it begs the question, is it because people are not going to the doctors for regularly scheduled checkups enough?
That could be. Yeah. Yeah, that's a very good answer to that. Men who apply to be sperm donors, who makes the cut? We'll discuss that. That's an interesting thing because there are a lot of that. A lot of lesbians getting married, they're looking for sperm donors, right? So they can have children, one or both. I saw a story the other day about there's a magazine, and the headline in this magazine is a picture of the two women who are lesbians who have been elected governor of Massachusetts and I think in Oregon. There's a gay lady who's the, and people are making, I don't know what the big deal is, but one of the discussions was had with one of them was, do you want to have babies? Do you want to have children? And if you do, how are you going to go about it? And one of them was talking about sperm donors. Remember what Melissa Etheridge did with David Crosby? Do you know that story? You don't know that story.
He
provided the sperm for her baby.
Yeah, yeah, we know that he's the father. I thought you meant, like, how they physically did it or something.
No, I don't think they ever did physically do it. I think that's it. Anyway, lots of things going on in the world of medicine, things that can help you to understand what's going on and how you can be helped. Ken explains it all. It's Good Day Health that you can hear every week on many of these same stations. And also get a hold of it at gooddayhealthshow.com.
This is Staples.
So rumor has it that Staples has everything I need to ship.
Mm-hmm. We have all the shipping supplies and services you need.
Boxes?
Yep.
Mailers?
Yeah, and we have UPS here in store.
What will Staples think of next?
Right?
No, seriously, I'm asking, what will they think of next?
Staples is your one-stop shipping destination. Now get 50% off shipping boxes, mailers, or tubes when you buy 5 of the same item in store or online with 1-hour pickup. Staples, the best-kept secret in shipping. Ends 12/31. Exclusions apply. Visit staplesconnect.com/shipping for details.
Hi there, I'm your host, Dog, filling in for the human who's normally here and bringing you the smells and sounds of the holidays, courtesy of Beggin' Dog Treats.
We wish you a beggin' Christmas. We wish you a beggin' Christmas. Dog, rest ye merry Doberman, let beggin' you acquire. Deck the halls with strips of beggin'.
Remember, for bacon-loving dog excitement this holiday,
it's beggin'!
At Progressive, we know there's nothing like the feeling of riding your motorcycle with your buddies on the open road. It's a potent cocktail of thrills, laughter, and pure adrenaline. A feeling that would be impossible to recreate on the radio. Until now. Hit it, sound effects guy!
Real proud of you, son.
Well, that was terrible. Our apologies for even trying. Quote with Progressive and see if you could save with America's number one motorcycle insurer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
What's for dinner? Burgers?
After last week, no thanks.
Avoiding foods due to fear of diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools? It may not be just stomach issues. It could be EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency. EPI can cause uncomfortable symptoms because it's a condition where the pancreas doesn't release enough digestive enzymes to break down food. But EPI can be managed. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor about your symptoms. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Rock and roll, bark and bite. Just because you're barking doesn't mean you're going to bite somebody. And vice versa. Sometimes dogs bite and don't bark before they bite. Here's Warren Eckstein, who's with us on the Good Day program, whose bark is always worse than his bite. That has been proven for decades on the program he hosts every weekend. While the same states to carry this program, carry the pet show. It is a fabulous way for you to find out what's going on, kind of like the doctors. The doctors we have on the air, on the health programs on the weekend, those are aimed at helping you figure out how to best take care of yourself. Well, Warren is here to help you take care of your pets. And there are a lot of, I saw something, we were talking about pollution and things. There's a story about this clever recycling dog, Warren. I wonder if you heard about it going around the streets collecting bottles during his daily walk. His 13-year-old border collie, he's called the Eco Dog. Is this a good, is this puppy abuse, dog abuse, or is this good?
Listen, I live in California, in Los Angeles. Mm-hmm. I don't know if I want my dog putting anything in his mouth. In That's number one. And I mean that seriously.
I understand what you're saying. Yeah,
on a side note, just recently, not too far away from where I live, on Ocean Walk in Santa Monica, mm-hmm. a dog almost died because he ingested a hypodermic needle.
Uh-huh.
And they're finding more and more things like that. So you gotta be real careful when you walk your dogs nowadays. It's scary out there. But I don't know about an eco dog. I guess in ways, if you want to teach him, I don't know. I don't know. That's what sanitation departments are for. Okay.
Yes.
I don't need my dog picking up garbage for people.
Well, you know, I think I told you this story a few months ago. My son was out walking. He and his new baby take walks every day, and they bring the dog with them. The dog is a Staffordshire that he rescued from the side of the road, actually, up in Lancaster. And so the dog was sniffing along, as dogs do, and ate something, and Brendan knew what it was. Dog got violently sick. And he brought him to the vet. The vet says he's got marijuana. He ate something, ingested something that had marijuana in it, and it sent him over the edge. So that kind of stuff, too, you have to. People are so damn selfish, throwing stuff along the street and dropping it on the sidewalks and stuff. Good God.
You know, I'm glad you brought that thing up about marijuana. Let me tell you a quick story. It's interesting to know that the marijuana, because it's legal now in so many states like California, I have no problem with that. People use it for many different reasons. However, now with the marijuana edibles, it's way, way more dangerous. You know,
yeah.
A dog's not going to roll a joint and smoke it, but if you drop a gummy on the floor, he may pick
yeah.
it up. So you got to be real careful. If you're going to use cannabis for whatever reason, and it's up to you, the bottom line is just make sure you put it away like any other medication.
Yep. Be careful about that. How often do we talk about extinction of certain animals? While we talk about domesticated animals, and I suppose that's probably your main focus and course, but I wonder, because so many people have such different pets these days, strange things. And so what do we, you know, when you're thinking about some of the stuff that people have, you wonder, where did it come from? I was looking at this. There's a new, well, I don't know how new it is, the oldest living land animal, a tortoise. Somebody found one that was 190 years old. How do they even figure out? But how often do you talk to somebody in your program who's got a turtle that wants advice about how to take care of their turtle?
You know, it's kind of interesting, but we have quite a few people here in Southern California. I do the L.A. show, not the network show,
right.
but the L.A.
Yeah.
show. A lot of people do have tortoises, desert tortoises, living in their backyard. I have many, many friends who have desert tortoises living in their backyard. And you know what? They get along with their dogs. They get along with their cats. And they just, you know, having a tortoise, it sounds kind of weird, but it's kind of like almost a, it's almost like meditating. Watching the way a tortoise moves and the slowness of the tortoise. And that's why they live so long. Maybe we can learn from them and slow down a little bit.
Maybe. You're right about that. So there are some people who are adopting pandas from China. There have been a lot of pandas born apparently in Taiwan. And because the Taiwanese are worried about what the Chinese are up to, they have some pandas. I thought pandas were very rare and very expensive. What do you know about pandas?
I don't know a lot about pandas. I just know that when anything becomes popular, it's the downfall of that. I remember, I'm going to talk about this on my show this week. I remember when I first started training, I was working with breeds like Norwegian Elkhounds and Kisons and breeds that you don't see too much. And there are certain breeds like the Hamilton Stovore, a beautiful dog in Europe, that are no longer around. So even domestic animals can become extinct if people aren't careful about the breeding and the way they handle them. So, yeah, you just got to, you know, you got to treat animals the way you would treat your next-door neighbor. Well, I hope you would treat your next-door neighbor with a lot of... I open my show every week by saying respecting pets and animals is probably the most important thing you can do.
Well, if you're listening to Warren's program, you'll hear the story about hugs and kisses, his line, exclusive line of great vitamins and minerals for your cat, your dog. You can check it out at hugsandkisses.com or thepetshow.com, where Warren can be found as well, lurking about. Warren, next time with Doug, Stefan, and Jay on the Good Day program at 59 past the hour.
With Progressive. You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.